Now, there have been calls this lunchtime from the Oireachtas Health Committee for the release of the latest estimated cost and completion date for the new National Children's Hospital. The project, which was originally estimated to cost €1.43 billion and to be built by the end of 2022, has suffered a number of setbacks. It's also emerged this weekend that the chair of the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board, Fred Barry, informed the Minister for Health of his intention to resign as chair at the end of next month. For more, let's talk to Róisín Shortall, co-leader of the Social Democrats and a member of the Oireachtas Health Committee. Very good afternoon, Deputy Shortall. Thanks for talking to us this afternoon. First of all, a comment on the departure of Fred Barry. He was brought in as a result of a number of cost overruns and delays in the project and clearly represents a setback if now, because of the level of commitment he says involved, he feels he can't continue.
Yes, Brian, certainly I think it was a welcome move when Fred Barry was brought in, given his good record in relation to delivering major infrastructural projects. And it is quite a blow now to the National Paediatric Hospital that he has resigned. We don't know exactly the reasons for that. But, it's further problems for this project. And the Oireachtas Health Committee had the development board of the hospital in before us in November. And at that stage, you know, there was a huge lack of any kind of detailed information or any kind of certainty in relation to either the expected total cost and final cost of the project, or indeed when the project was likely to be completed. There seemed to be a standoff between the development board and the builders, BAM, and it's not clear that there's been any progress made in the months since then.
What the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board are saying is that, and I quote from their statement, the board are currently undertaking a comprehensive assessment of the position in order to provide a revised likely time frame and cost, bearing in mind the delays and the productivity on the site to date. So at this stage, they don't know what it is going to cost. They don't have an estimate for that. They don't know when it'll be completed. And they don't seem to be able to say when they'll provide that information.
I know, and that's hugely problematic. I mean, I think the committee, when we met with the development board in November, were very disappointed to hear that there was no updated figure in relation to cost or completion date. And, you know, the meeting was a waste of time, really, because they weren't able to provide that information. And we asked them to go off, do their work on this and come back to us early in the new year. And as of now, it appears they are not ready yet to give us that update. Now, you know, this is a massive project. It was already 9 months behind schedule before COVID arrived. There have been ongoing difficulties with BAM. There are some 600 claims being made against the development board. The cost of, you know, the legal cost involved in those alone is about €15 million. So this is a project that is rapidly, you know, running out of control. And, you know, we'd say unless the development board can come in and provide hard details to us within the next month or so, that really questions have to be asked about whether the board is capable of handling this. And I think at this stage, it's important that the Minister for Public Expenditure, Michael McGrath, would seek to take a hold of this. You know, it is very much out of control. We have no idea what the final figure is going to be. And it needs to be put back on track.
And how might the government, as you say, take control? What could they do? What should they do?
Well, I've asked various questions to both the Minister for Health and to the Minister for Public Expenditure about this. And really, there's an attempt to keep it at arm's length, saying that the Development Board has statutory responsibility. Yes, it does. But the Department of Public Expenditure has responsibility to the taxpayer in relation to the cost of big projects. So we need to hear from Michael McGrath about this. What steps is he and his department going to take in order to control what seems like a runaway train here? It's just not good enough to, you know, shake your shoulders and not take responsibility for this.
Presumably, the first priority would be to find a replacement for Fred Barry, assuming that the board is to continue in its present form. But should there be some consideration given to that before a replacement chair is appointed?
Well, yes, I do think that the Development Board needs to be accountable to the Minister for Public Expenditure. And they weren't able to provide the necessary information to give any kind of reassurance to the Oireachtas Health Committee in November. You know, we're now into the end of January, and the Minister for Public Expenditure must take this issue and deal with it in terms of communicating with the Development Board, insisting that they come up with revised figures and a new expected completion date. Right. Otherwise, you know, you get the very strong sense that nobody's in control here. And as I say, it's a runaway project. And okay, we just can't allow that to continue.
Roisin Shortall of the Social Democrats, thank you very much for that.